So, as a consumer or as somebody that's starting out to understand, educate myself, and manage my assets better, where would I begin and what are the types of areas that I should start to study and educate myself on?
The first thing you have to understand is just some basic financial concepts and the tools that you can use to preserve your wealth. When I say basic, I mean that I think you should understand what they are, how they are, and why they work. But I don't believe at all you should try to do this for yourself. Malpractice when you try to perform your own asset protection, just like your own brain surgery. I also think that you should really take care of the basics before you go on to anything above that. There are a lot of incredible international tax plans and asset protection plans out there that can do wonders for you. They're generally pretty expensive, and they generally should only be used after you've done a domestic plan, after you've taken care of something here. It's also the best way to get your feet wet, to start to understand the concept of using a corporation or a trust or something else to start to manage part of your life, reduce your risk, and reduce your tax load. Let's start with a corporation as an example. Corporations are separate legal entities that are owned by an investor or a group of investors. They can be domestic, reside in any state of the United States, or if you're Canadian, in a Canadian province, or they can be foreign entities that reside outside of the United States or outside of Canada or outside whatever country that you're in. Three of the main reasons people utilize corporations are to, first of all, minimize their personal exposure to lawsuits and judgments that might arise against the business or the corporation itself. The second reason is to take advantage of the tax benefits that are afforded to corporations. And the third reason is to raise capital. A lot of people use corporations just to help finance the expansion of their business. The benefits that arise from a corporation are due to the fact that the owners are considered to be legally separate from the business being conducted by the corporation, both for legal and for taxation purposes. How does a corporation help to protect your assets? Well, let's say that you own 100% of a corporation that owns 100% of a restaurant. One of the restaurant's patrons burns their lips on a hot cup of coffee, spills the coffee, and then slips on the now wet floor, and they decide to sue your business for $1 million. The assets that are owned by the business are at risk. If the business is owned by a corporation, then only the assets inside that corporation should be at risk. Your home, your mutual funds, your kids' investments should not be at risk. But if you're a sole proprietor and you're running that restaurant without a corporate protection and that happens, everything in your life is at risk. You can lose your house, your investments, your entire future because someone burned their lip on a hot cup of coffee. And in our society, crazy as it sounds, there are lawsuits out there. One of the things I like to do just to keep myself aware of how crazy we've gotten is to look at the lawsuits that get through court and get judgments. One that strikes my mind is a gentleman took his car into a brake shop on like a Thursday or a Friday and said, "My brakes are bad, fix them." The brake shop said, "Yeah, you're right, the brakes are bad, but we can't get it in until Monday, you know, park it here and we'll take care of it then." Over the weekend, someone comes and steals the guy's car, hotwires it, goes joyriding, gets in a car wreck with it, and then sues him because his brakes weren't in working order.
So the thief sued the owner
of the car. And he won about a $100,000 judgment because he had the right to have a reasonable expectation that those brakes would be in order. Now, does that sound like common sense at all?
Not really, no.
But in our law, in our court system, you just have to prove some legal technicalities and you can do those kind of things. So even when you don't think you're at risk, you can wind up there. That's why having a corporation, some other stuff to protect your assets is really important. So as an example, if the corporation owned the business, you'd be okay there. As a second example, you could even use a second or third corporation to encumber the assets of the primary business or your personal assets. Then if we're trying to sue you and we realize that you have a lien on your property or you have another note in first position, when I try to see if you're an attractive lawsuit, you're not. And you know, the other thing about a lawsuit is you don't have to lose a lawsuit to lose your money and to have it affect your asset base. Many times a lawsuit is started just to see if you will settle quick. They know you've got some assets. They know that there's a small chance you could win. They're doing it for free. The person suing you isn't paying up front. But for you to protect yourself, you have to hire an attorney. They don't have protection attorneys on contingency basis because there is none. And so if you know you're going to spend $10,000 or $20,000 defending what amounts to be a frivolous lawsuit, plus lots of personal time and energy, many times you just settle just to avoid the pain and the obvious financial burden it's going to cause you. And again, that's why it's important to have structures in place before things happen, because after it happens, it's too late. If a law firm can show you that you have assets at risk, there is even a remote chance you could lose, and the cost you'd incur to defend yourself against a lawsuit, even if it's frivolous, would be $10,000 or $20,000, most of the time they can bully you into settling, and therefore you lose a lawsuit kind of without ever really being wrong. Utilizing a corporation can also save you thousands of dollars in taxes. And this is because corporations have access to a number of tax benefits that you or I as persons don't have access to. Corporations are taxed on the first $50,000 at 15%, which is a much better rate than you and I are taxed at. corporations can deduct 100% of monies paid for health insurance. So you and I pay our health insurance premiums $300 a month. It's not a taxable expense for us. It's something we pay. If a corporation pays it for us as an employee, my own corporation paying it, then I'd have a deduction for that for the year, 100%. It can pay disability insurance premiums. If you or I receive a dividend on the stocks we own, we pay taxes on it, right? If a corporation receives it, it gets an 80% deduction on the dividend. You can pay as little as 3% on income from dividends as a corporation, which is another great tax savings. If you set up a pension plan for your company, for your corporation, you can borrow money from the corporation, pay back the money and the interest to the corporation, write the interest off, receive the interest in the corporation tax-free, and let it accumulate inside your pension tax-free. I mean, there's just great benefits out there.
What you're saying is that the average sole proprietor, if they have any net worth that is substantial enough to warrant protecting, is walking around totally exposed unless they start building these boxes around themselves or separating themselves from their assets through the walls of the corporation. Another speaker on this course put it this way, said, you have to build your castle before the enemy comes over the hill. And one of the things that always comes up for people at the start of this type of an education is, this sounds like an awful lot of complicated stuff to do and complicated stuff to learn. So that's why people like you exist, so that the expert is there to help you figure it out, help you set it up, help you learn how to run it. And then the more you have experience with it, you can take over the responsibility for it in a gradual, natural way and do it right.
Sure. And I would say it's really important to understand that it's too late once something happens. As a person or as a company, if I try to, geez, I'm getting sued, I call my brother Carl. Carl, look at what you buy my house for this or that. That's fraudulent conveyance. That's a felony. Plus, trying to learn this in a panic mode is not the best way to get the education. You need to do this now because maybe 5 years from now, it's important to you. This is not something that I think people should jump into and try to think they can get it in 6 or 7 months. This is something that it'll take a little while of operating inside a corporation, knowing what it means to get the understanding of it.
Now, to set up these structures takes some money to do. What you're saying, essentially, is that it's far wiser and far less expensive to pay for that now than to be stuck with the emergencies and the consequences and the frivolous lawsuits and the liabilities and everything else later on. So it's preventative expense to set these things up early rather than wait until there's an emergency.
Sure. And once you understand just how at risk you are as just the average Joe, once you understand what you can lose, what you hold dear to you now and that you want to pass on to your family and that you could actually lose that, then what you're buying when you set your structure up is peace of mind and insurance against hopefully what never is going to happen. But at least knowing that my kid's educational fund is not going to be touched for anything that I do in my business, for any mistake that I make, or for any fraudulent lawsuit that comes against me because someone makes a claim that may or may not be justified. I know that my kid's education is safe. I know that my house is safe. And for me, that's worth the price that I pay for the structure or structures. Also, when you're dealing with people that are going to set you up, this is not one size fits all. We've all got different financial needs. We've got different goals. And there are many different types of structures and combinations thereof that you can buy to give you different types of benefits or protection. You shouldn't pay more than makes sense. If you don't have a lot of assets, you don't need that many strategies or structures. If you have a lot of assets, or if you're in a field that has got all sorts of liability, whatever it is, you might want to have more protection than me if I'm a grade school teacher. It's common sense, and it's just different for every person. An average person in the United States, Jane and John Doe, they're running the business. It's a distribution business of some sort from a state that's got about a 7% a year, you know, state income tax. They're running as a sole proprietor. Their taxable income is $100,000. So basically, they'd pay about $22,000 in federal taxes and about $7,000 in state taxes, so about $29,000. If they were to utilize an out-of-state corporation, say Nevada or Wyoming, that had no state income tax, to run their business out of, to distribute profits from, receive profits, they would have a couple different things they could do. First of all, they'd have no state income tax if they're able to shift their income to a state that doesn't have state income tax. Second of all, they could do something simple like now they could, instead of paying for their health insurance, have the corporation pay for it. Let's say they pay $300 a month. That saves $3,600 a year. They have a couple of teenagers running around that cost money that they're paying out of their pocket. Why not employ the teenagers, give them $4,000 each, which should not incur any income tax for the kids. It's underneath their deductions and minimums. That would create an $8,000 deduction for the corporation. And really, it's money you're already spending. You're just now having the kids buy their own soda pop or pay for their own jeans. It's just kind of a mental shift. So you do that. You take your income, which was $100,000. You take off $3,600 for medical. You take off $8,000 because you paid your kids a salary. And that's just like two of about 100 different types of deductions a corporation could get. You now have about $90,000 in income. So if you decide to do it this way, you have two corporations set up, one for mom, one for dad. Each one takes half the income. It pays a lower corporate rate. It's going to pay about zero state taxes. It's going to pay $13,000 roughly in federal taxes. You're going to have about $15,000, $18,000 more in spendable income. That's just 1 year, and that's just with a couple of deductions you can take. So simply by having a corporation to first insulate the family from any lawsuits or any types of attack, and then having a reduced tax burden of $10,000, $15,000 a year, you can see how one entity that might cost a couple $1,000s and a couple $100 a year to maintain can dramatically change your lifestyle.
So that becomes a very good investment in terms of return on expense.
Absolutely.